A busy first day in the NFL as the legal tampering window opened up with the start of the new league year coming on Wednesday. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Dolphins agreed to a three-year deal with former Packers quarterback Malik Willis, that deal worth $67.5 million. Wide receiver Mike Evans is leaving Tampa Bay. He'll get a three-year deal with the 49ers worth $60.4 million. Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker's agreed to a deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce also said he will be back in a Kansas City uniform for his 14th season, and the Bears have agreed to sign Browns linebacker Devin Bush to a three-year deal. The Packers earlier today traded edge rusher Rashawn Gary to the Dallas Cowboys and get a fourth-round pick in 2027 in return. Gary had 7.5 quarterback sacks in his first 7 games this past season, but none since that time. Green Bay Phoenix women will play for a Horizon League championship tomorrow after knocking off Purdue-Fort Wayne 73-48 in the semifinals. The Lady Phoenix held Purdue-Fort Wayne to 16% shooting from three, and they out-rebounded the Mastodons 47-27. They'll take on the winner of today's other semifinal between Cleveland State and Youngstown State tomorrow at 11 a.m. on ESPN2. UW lacrosse advancing to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Division III men's basketball tournament, picking up a pair of wins over the weekend. The 14th-ranked Eagles advancing to play at University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg, Virginia on Saturday. It's the second straight trip to the Sweet 16 for lacrosse, which made it to the field of 8 a year ago. Badger men's hockey team finished 4th in the Big Ten after sweeping Penn State over the weekend. They'll host Ohio State in the Big Ten Tournament quarterfinals on Wednesday. Badger women are the 2 seed in the upcoming NCAA tournament. They'll play Saturday at home against the winner of a Thursday matchup between Quinnipiac and Franklin Pierce. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.